BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily for day 2 of Scott's student tour in Liverpool. Chris learned how to be more like Liverpool's favourite son, poor Hollywood. And also, I send him to set up some fake student societies. Catch up with Laura, who's going to ask out a guy she doesn't even know from her lectures tonight. Grimmy joins us to play Real or No Real and also plays the most epic game of innuendo bingo ever.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
And hello, this is Scott. We're in lovely Liverpool today with loads of students. I hope you're watching this on Red Button because it looks awesome. We are in the Paul McCartney Auditorium. Here we are. At Lipper. But there's loads of students from all over Liverpool here, not just Lipper. And Chris is here. Hiya.
Hello. How are you finding student life so far then, Scott?
It's day 2. I've learnt a few things. I've learnt that students actually work quite hard.
See?
Don't laugh.
How can that be booed?
Because I've said to a few people, oh, yeah, come to the show. So they're like, no, I've got a really important seminar.
Yeah.
Also, I've noticed that mostly you just wear a hoodie all the time, so that's good.
Yeah, you've really nailed that hoodie look, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I'm not sure that I could be on tour like a pop star in a bus because I'm finding it a bit weird.
But is it different to how you imagined uni would be? Because you have actually experienced quite a lot, only in 2 days. And it's the whole reason we're here is obviously for you to experience what it's like being a student.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Student life is the best, right? So good. And just casually sipping a coffee on this sofa with me is Radio 1 and X Factor's Nick Grimshaw. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scott Mills.
You right?
Hi, Liverpool.
You went to uni here, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to uni here. I love Liverpool. I really do. Yeah,
we were just saying, we were just walking around early. We did some silly stuff out on the streets. So it's like, it's just got a good vibe about it.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. It's got spirit, Liverpool. Yeah. And my family, we're from Manchester, so they don't really like Scousers. So it's kind of controversial because we're a big Man United household. So when I said I wanted to go...
Oh,
I don't really like football. But I believe there's beef. or something. Mm. So my dad and my brother didn't really like the idea of it, but I loved it. Yeah. I just wasn't allowed ever back in my family home.
So what did you study?
I did business studies and communication studies.
You'd be an amazing dragon.
Was something just through clearing.
Can you imagine Grimmy being a dragon on Dragon's Den?
He's got another job at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, on a panel.
Someone said that to me last night when we were watching X Factor. They said, I'm out. I was like, that's Dragon's Den.
Wrong one.
It's a different thing. Wrong one.
Right, so Grimmy has kindly come to Liverpool today to be part of the Scott Mills Student Tour, but also to play potentially the most epic game of innuendo bingo that you would ever have witnessed. So, like, if you've never watched it before, get the red button on today because it's going to be awesome. Can I just ask either of you? You don't know what's going on, do you?
No. And so...
It's been really strange, hasn't it? Because I don't know about you, but all the meetings that we've seen in the office, generally you walk past and people kind of usher you away.
I'm generally nervous whenever I have anything to do with you two anyway. Because I feel like there's
I'm on your level with this one, but I was getting measured up earlier.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are either of you particularly scared of heights?
Now, this is worrying because the last question that I was asked was, do you plan on having children? And now...
No way.
And now they're asking, do we like heights?
Yeah. Yes, both of those questions do actually apply for this.
But you see, me and Grimmy have done it in the shower with the... We did...
That's right.
And we played innuendo bingo in the shower.
At Fern Cotton's house.
It was, yeah. God, that was a great day.
Wasn't it?
I remember that... No, it was not. That was the day after the Radio 1 Christmas party.
Yeah, you were all sorts of
the worst day of all time.
And we did innuendo bingo, but it was with, like, mushed up sprouts. And...
It's so disgusting.
Just what you want when you had a few drinks the night before.
Mm, yeah, and Dappy was there. It was a great day.
It was. Oh, we have such good times, students. We do. Okay, so today at 1:45, make sure you're watching at home, or maybe put the telly on in your office, put BBC One on. Get on the red button because you're going to see an innuendo bingo like you have never witnessed before. Up for that, Liverpool? Yeah! Good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The great thing about this week is if you're watching on red button or on your mobile, when we're playing the songs on the radio, you do actually get to see the videos. And I'm seeing videos that I have never seen before. Like, this is day two now. Like, yesterday, Adam Levine was, like, looking angry and, like, punching a car. And then on today's one, he was, like, in the gym looking all buff and that.
And it does change how you view songs, doesn't it? We were just saying that.
Totally. I can love a song and then see the video and hate it.
Really?
Bad angle, hate it.
Do you feel like you've got more sassy since you started on that TV show? Because, like, you are constantly judging things.
I do. If I say anywhere now, oh, I don't really like this curry, everyone's like, you're not an X Factor now. I'm like, I literally can't speak. I don't want to sit in that carriage on the train.
Yeah, and it like changed. when you order a curry, do you find that you're using those kind of catchphrases that you might use on the show?
I did evict my friends out of my house the other night in a six-chair challenge styling.
Oh, wow, it's really got to you, hasn't it?
I was like, I can't give you a seat. Gillian, get out.
Okay, so Grimmy is here with us in Liverpool today. We're about to play In Your Bingo at 1:45. In about 5 minutes, maybe even less than that, uh-huh. You are going to have to go and get... you're going to have to leave me and go and get ready for it. Because I think it takes...
Hang on,
potentially
what time is it now?
I think 10, 15 minutes to get into the outfits.
There's outfits?
Well, by the sounds of it, I'd rather that they took as long as they wanted.
It's
going to be painful.
You'll be taken away by the experts that know how to Brilliant. Fit them properly it's in so about 10, 15 minutes. I can't wait for this. In Your Bingo at 1:45. Make sure you watch it on the red button, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Annabelle's been on saying, it's so addictive watching this. And Grimmers is even holding a Lipper canteen cup. OMG.
Oh, yeah!
OMG, I can't even.
Available in the canteen now.
How much does that cost them?
I imagine the cup's free with a coffee. So, and I reckon the coffee's £1.20.
No, I meant how much would it be for them to advertise you?
90p.
Oh, it's not bad, is it? Jodie's been on saying, this is addictive. Just watching Scott having a chat in the Paul McCartney Auditorium. Can't wait for one of my tutors to maybe make an appearance on the show later. Intriguing. Okay.
When I saw the sheet, I just saw Paul McCartney's name in bold, and I spread a rumour that it was at Paul McCartney's house today. And I was like, that's nice of him.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. How welcoming of him.
Didn't you innuendo bingo in his lounge?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the outfits quickly for innuendo bingo. You all right?
I feel like it's something that... It's a bit
quite
50
tight.
Shades of grey.
They haven't explained what's going on, but I think we're starting to get the idea that it's going to be gripping in certain areas.
Yes.
Also, today I wore girls' jeans, which don't have a crotch, and I'm regretting that now.
You're wearing crotchless jeans?
No, not crotch. There's no sort of...
I know what you mean.
I don't know.
There's no room for the...
Stuff.
Anyway, so much to watch just from that description, don't you agree?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here, and it's day two of Scott's student tour, and we're in fantastic Liverpool. Yeah, we are. So Chris and Grimmy have gone to get ready to put their outfits on. I know this is all really cryptic, but it'll become really clear in about 5 minutes. For In Your Bingo, make sure you're watching on the BBC Red button. Put us on at work or at college. Maybe treat yourself and put us on big telly. Get yourself a cup of tea. Treat yourself. Press red. Also, if you are watching us this afternoon, you are going to see like a crime scene around me now because we've actually had to cover, as a precautionary measure, all the equipment and the set here in Liverpool in plastic sheeting, as we do every Tuesday and Thursday for In Your Bingo. I actually need someone from the audience to help me out a bit with bingo today as well. Does anyone fancy that? What about... Hang on. Where are they? Two girls over there. Hiya. Hello, who are you? Stand up.
Katie.
I can see you. Hi, what's your name?
Katie.
And who's the other one?
Hi,
Emma. Are you both students here?
We are, yes.
Okay, thank you for coming along to the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Obviously, you know In Your Bingo, right?
Yes.
What we need is someone to hold the water on the stage. Oh. It's actually quite a big job.
That's exciting.
Okay, and the trouble is, we only need one person. So, like, how are you going to work this out between yourselves?
Oh, no. I think we should fight.
Yeah, there's only one way to solve it. okay, who
we
wants to do it most?
Good at rock, paper, scissors. We could do that.
Okay, I mean, it doesn't really work on the radio, but maybe you want to have a little game with game of that in a minute by yourselves and then work out which one's going to do it. But one of you is going to be about to hold the water on Indie Bingo today. Exciting times, right? Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All I can hear, because I'm right next to this curtain on stage in this auditorium, all I can hear is like Grimmy and Chris just giggling and occasional, oh! So I don't know what's going on. Only I do. Are you ready for the big surprise? Okay, we'll do it in a minute. Michael's been on.
Don't do that.
Again.
Oh, God.
I'm intrigued. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
It really hurts. Okay, Michael's saying, I'm watching Scott on the red button with a cup of tea on my big telly, ready for potential epic innuendo bingo. And Lee in Swindon had to call in sick at work today. He's feeling rubbish, but he's watching our student tour. It's making him feel a lot better. Okay, should we reveal what's going to happen? This could be my favourite, potentially, innuendo bingo ever. In front of me, just one of those, whether you can see this, I've got a massive button. Now, whenever you're presented with a red button anywhere, you just want to press it, don't you? And I really want to press this one. Now, it says underneath the big red button, armed. And I'm about to press it. Am I allowed? I'm getting the thumbs up. So, let's reveal, Liverpool, today's innuendo bingo contestants, Chris and Grimmy. Okay, good. I pressed the red button. Now, explain what's going on, guys. You are suspended mid-air.
From our groins.
From your groins. This is going to be good. Oh. We've never done flying innuendo bingo before.
These were the wrong jeans to wear.
I like it. Like, occasionally, you can't really stop yourselves from, like, bumping into each other.
No, don't do the thing.
Okay. So who have we got to hold the water? Are you okay up there?
No!
Should we just carry on with the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play!
I'm going to rest my foot on that now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Have either of you ever been suspended in midair like this before?
No. Never.
You look like puppets. It's brilliant.
Is that a first for you?
Yes. It's weird.
Okay.
It's so horrible because it just.
We look like rubbish Peter Pans.
You do. You look like you're kind of swimming. It's weird. Okay. Now, how do I lower this? Do I just press the red button again? Are we going to lower them?
Oh, no.
Lower. Oh. Okay, every time we have to lower them for water and then back up again. Temporary relief to the groin there, is it?
Yeah, I don't even know where they are anymore.
I really want you to watch this right now on the red button. This is going to be amazing.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, water please, and then we'll lift you back up.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lift.
This is definitely a bruising situation.
Can we take some first?
Take some water and up you go. Yes. Okay. This is so good.
They said it wouldn't hurt that much.
Okay. Let's play Innuendo Bingo in mid-air, live from the Paul McCartney Auditorium at Lippa in Liverpool. Here we go. So, we start with MasterChef, if you could take some water, please. And as we get closer to the final stages of the competition, Judge Greg Wallace is certainly demanding a lot of the contestants. Who knew you had to do this to make a dessert?
Right. We want you to invent and cook a main course and a dessert. But you're going to be doing it in relays. One of you is going to start off, the other one's going to take over, and then you both come together in the end to finish off.
This is so good. Greg Wallace there.
And then you both come together in the end to finish off.
Thank you to Esnart for sending that one in. Just some of our favourite bingo clips today. Don't get that on me. Oh, no, I'm right in your line of fire. I've got expensive equipment and that. I might need to be covered in plastic. Okay, next. Seriously.
I'm sorry, that was a real, that was the funniest one.
I'm going to put my hoodie over that. Rain back, there we are. There's a rain back over it now. I need to use it as well. Okay, now we're going over to, water please, over to Vanessa Feltz.
on BBC Radio 2. And I can see why this listener is excited about her recent purchase.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
She is perky in the morning.
Vanessa Felt's there.
And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Loads of you spotted that one, including Mike and Nick. Lower for water, please.
Oh,
come on, temporary relief. There we are.
We need St. John's ambulance.
I'll get them for after. Get back. Are you enjoying this, Liverpool? Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Watch this on the red button or on your mobile. Got your waters?
Got my waters.
Up they go. Now we're going over to Springwatch, and everyone's getting very excited about a fish called Sai. And after some disappointments at the end of previous series, Chris Packham is really insisting this year that things go out with a bit of a bang on the show.
It's got masses of fans, Sai, and what we want to see, of course, is tomorrow. Fry.
Sai Fry on tomorrow's show, our last show of the series. That would be absolutely fantastic.
For once, I'd like a happy ending. I really would.
So good. Mid-air, in your bingo. And we continue. Now, next, we are going over to Radio 4. And it's the PM programme on Radio 4. Loads of water in your mouths, please. And for once on PM, it's a very good news day.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
Come on, got their engagement rings on.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God.
More water, please. Oh.
We might need a lower. Yeah.
Lower. Lower them for water.
I've lost a contact lens.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Why would you say that for a joke? Oh, I've lost my contact lens. It's not hilarious. Okay. Can we higher, please? Higher. Put them back up. There they go. I enjoy that bit most.
You think it would get better, but actually it gets worse.
Now we're going over to daytime BBC One show, Doctors. Love Doctors. And this lady is leaving her husband, and I can see why, because I think I would if he kept doing this.
I just had enough.
But what exactly did he do?
He put his dirty paintbrush in my washing up bowl.
Dirty so-and-so. Oh. So wet. Even though you're mid-air, you're so wet.
So wet.
Okay.
Really wet.
Water, please. Oh, now we're going over to River Monsters on ITV. Now, I think it would be awful to meet this fish in the wild. For the men, even more so than the women, I would say.
The plant's manager tells me of a fish that lives just off the dock. A fish big enough to destroy fishermen's tackle.
Oh, Grimmy, what?
I nearly threw up a bit.
Excellent. It's not been an Indian, a good Indian bingo unless you've thrown up, has it? Okay. Water, please. Do you need to be lowered?
Oh,
there we are. Take your water and zip them back up, please. Oh. This is so good. Oh. See, still funny. Now we're going over to Channel 4's Come Dine With Me. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
The plant's manager.
The wrong one. Okay. Not even funny. Just a technical error. Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. A lot can go wrong when you're hosting a dinner on that show.
If the flaps are securely closed, you could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
Nobody wants that at the dinner table. Okay. More water, please. Now we're going over to BBC Solent. And here is journalist Sam Fraser. Now, Sam has had a journey she will never forget.
So, that was quite a new experience. The wind in my hair wrapped my legs around Jonathan. He took me up the bypass.
Okay, have you got any more water?
I need some more.
Let's go down. Okay, go down. Oh. We've got one more. Oh. Mid-air, in your bingo. Oh. Live from Liverpool on BBC Radio 1 and on the BBC Red button. Exciting times. Back up you go for the last one. Now we're going over to BBC 2, and it's Monty Don's Gardener's World. Now, I'm sure you'll agree, Monty's made some very inviting improvements to his garden, as we're about to hear.
We've got two types of box here. We've got one with a circular hole, which is perfect for tits.
I think we're done. Are you okay? You love this game so much. That was Innuendo Bingo from Liverpool. Thank you very much, Remy and Chris. What an exciting game. We've never done mid-air bingo before. That was amazing. Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That Inuda bingo today was seriously out of hand.
I mean, honestly, as far as life experiences go, that was a strange one.
Suspended mid-air in front of an auditorium of students.
Yeah. And every time I looked down, everyone in the audience here was sort of... It was just... There was a mixture of confused looks and laughter.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the most reassuring of looks at times. You know what I mean? It's just like, what are you guys doing?
I know one thing, and Grimmy is really regretting wearing girls' jeans today. Really,
he really
regretting
is.
It. They're still trying to clear it up. We will get that video for you if you missed it on BBC iPlayer as soon as we can. Don't forget, you can watch us on mobile or on the BBC Red button. Just put BBC One on and press Red every day this week. Coming up, music from One Direction, Jason Derulo and John Newman. And you know what it's like when you're a student. There's an appreciation society for everything. Like the Board Game Appreciation Society, which I saw yesterday at the University of Stirling, just for people that like Monopoly and that. Or the Sausage Roll Lovers Appreciation Society. So find out what happened very soon. When I sent Chris out earlier, he set up a stall outside Liverpool Uni and tried to get as many people joined fake societies as he could. It's all coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This
is
BBC Radio 1.
Where it begins.
I'm loving the student tour. I wish Radio 1 was on TV with music videos every day. I'm getting to see all my favourite songs with their videos as well. Yeah, if you press red, you can watch the videos while the songs are playing. Scott Mills here. It's day two. We're in Liverpool. Now, obviously, student life isn't just about suspending people mid-air and like covering them in water. Actual work does sometimes get done as well. Am I right, Liverpool?
So many people shook their heads.
I was like, no.
Liars.
Why do you think we're here? Should have been in a lecture. And I want to meet with another teachers now, because we've not actually done that. So please welcome voice teacher here at Lipra in Liverpool. It's Laura. Hi. How are you? You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. You're very popular, aren't you, miss?
I am, yes. I'm very popular.
Are we right to call you miss?
No.
No.
Just Laura?
Just Laura,
sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or as Grimmy calls me, Laura.
Why does he call you Laura?
I think he got confused with another Laura who woke him up this morning.
Oh, he meets so many Lauras every day.
I know, we're everywhere.
I know. So you're the voice teacher here.
Yeah.
Now, Chris has got a little thing. Obviously, we're all excited about the Great British Bake Off final, aren't we, tomorrow? I mean, we are. Mm. So, Chris, what was your thing? We were talking about this on the tour bus last night.
Yeah, we were chatting about this last night, saying that if you ever want to change bits of your personality, the way to do it is imagine someone really famous and start acting like them as much as you can in everyday life. Mm-hmm. And you'll sort of start to pick up the traits of that person. So I was thinking to myself, well, what would that person be? And for me, it's Paul Hollywood, right? Obviously, one of Liverpool's finest exports. Mm. And I just thought, do you know what? I'm going to make myself a better person by trying to be more Hollywood.
He is a hero of yours, it has to be said.
Mm. Well, yeah, you know, we've done loads of secret bake-offs, and in fact, I often tweet Paul Hollywood quite a lot. For me, he's like the ultimate guy. Mm. The way he goes through cakes and stuff like that, like, what a legend.
Dicks his fingers in,
so I guess,
in there.
I guess, Laura, what I was going to ask you is, how can I be more Hollywood?
Right, well, there's loads of different ways in which you can try and be more Hollywood.
This is happening.
One of the biggest things that I think you could do is try and kind of physicalise a little bit of how Paul Hollywood is. I mean, he's quite a big presence.
He is, yeah.
You know, if you imagine yourself as like a kind of prowling silver fox through the baking aisles.
Yeah, I imagine him to be a bit like a bear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking about what animal Paul Hollywood would be, and I think he's a bit more like a lion because he's got that little growl.
Okay, so... Wow.
It's amazing what you can learn at Lipa, isn't it?
So how do you... and is there a degree in this? How do you growl like Hollywood?
How do you growl like Hollywood? Well, I don't know. I mean, have we got any Paul Hollywood clips?
Do you know what? I've got some clips here. So, funny you should say that, Laura. Hang on. Hang on a second. Well, here's Paul Hollywood. Listen.
I'm trying to debate whether I like it or not. No, I do like it.
See, I think that's got a lot of the little growl, whether I like it or not.
Okay,
you know?
So how would you do that?
It's quite a smug voice as well, isn't it?
He's got that kind of smug thing. I think you need to think of... Sorry, I'm bad at this. I think you need to think of, like, a little smile into your cheeks, because he's quite cheeky.
Yep.
And then you want to think of, like, the chocolate tart that I think he's talking about there, and really, you know... Get the Paul Hollywood stare onto it.
So flavors are lovely.
Imagine
sharp
you can see
in these sort
the
of things you really want something that's
right
going to punch
there. And then smile at it, give it a little stare right there, as if it's right there.
So I'm smiling at the little tart and I'm just channeling Paul Hollywood whilst I do it.
Flavors are lovely. Sharp in these sort of things you really want something that's going to punch you between the teeth.
Hello, and your little tart. Hello, your little tart. I think you you look lovely. I really want to, you know, play and deal. Go, you know...
Deeper into your cake.
Yes. This is a bit like the singing teacher, Felicia, that we have on the show, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
It feels like I'm learning new skills.
Here's another one. Hang on a second. What about this?
Look how moist it is in there. You can see it's almost setting itself. That's very clever.
So can you hear the way he's, like, moist in there? And then get, like, your little growl and your little stare going on.
Right.
I'll play what he says again.
Look how moist it is in there. You can see it's almost setting itself. That's very clever.
Go on, do it. Look how moist it is in there.
Look how moist it is in there. Yeah.
You've not got enough Hollywood confidence.
No. Okay, so what's the final thing I can do to be more Hollywood?
Well, I think you can maybe think about, like, he's quite punchy and quite pressy in his voice. So if you think about kind of pressing towards, like, the whole voice is, like, pressing down, like Hollywood bearing down on that
cake. Do you
know
what? That's fantastic.
There
fine.
You,
you do it.
I'm not the Paul Hollywood impressionist. That's you, Chris.
Fine.
Okay. Straight back at you.
So I just need to really stare at it, get a bit more punchy.
Yeah, so if you just think about kind of, like really leering over the cake,
yeah,
but kind of get a little smile in your cheeks.
Fine.
Power.
Yeah. Right.
And then, like, narrow your eyes and, you know, see that cake.
Last go at this, then, okay. Yeah?
Do you know what? That's fantastic.
Do you know what? That's fantastic.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Well done.
Thanks, Laura, for that.
That's OK. We'll accept you into the degree next week.
And that was Be More Hollywood on Radio 1. Next week, Mary Berry. Thank you very much for coming
no
in.
The Scott Mills
Daily. Karen's been on. She's watching us on Big Telly at the moment on Red Button. She's like, wow, I've just caught the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis video for the first time. That's different. Yeah, the video is bonkers. Nikki says, I've never seen Macklemore's video. Thank you, Scott Mills, for the gem of Scott Mills Student Tour. Otherwise, I would never have seen it. Are a band called Idle Frets in the audience? Yes. It's got your message. Ben and Erin. Hi. Also, Jack's been on. He's watching at home. And Harry says, this is strangely addictive. I can't stop watching. I know. It is kind of... It's odd watching radio on
did
TV.
Did he say it creepily like that, or did he
I
just
don't
say
know.
It?
You can't really tell, can you, on a tweet? Grimmy's here with us as well. So, you know, when you join up to uni... Generally, in the first couple of weeks, especially if you're a fresher, you're making loads of new friends, but also you feel the urge to sign up to some odd societies. Did you do that?
Yeah, because you're sort of encouraged, aren't you, to do extracurricular stuff, not just drinking. So there's loads of things that you can join.
Yeah.
I joined student radio.
Yeah.
It's called Icon.
What you were, or it was?
No, it was, yeah.
Did you do any sports, Grimmy?
No.
Hello?
No. Did none. What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Did you do any societies?
Yeah, I joined student radio and I did trials for the football team, which didn't go too well.
What happened?
I was just a little bit rubbish. And what else did I do? I can't remember what else I joined.
You kind of want to join them at the start of the year and then they drift off and you forget about them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that's interesting.
I know that they, we were talking to some people earlier and there's a baking one here.
Is there?
Yeah. There's a member in the audience.
Just one.
Yeah, just the one. So this was helped by suggestions on Greg James's show yesterday. We thought, what about if we were to go out on the streets of Liverpool, we put Chris just outside the Riley building with,
look at that. I mean...
with a table saying, sign up here. But all the societies that you were asking people to sign up for were completely fake.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it was just you wanting to put me in another awkward situation because the table that you gave me just looked like the most basic table. I sort of stood behind it with a clipboard looking like, well, kind of clearly that I don't really know what I'm doing.
So the idea was to get as many people to sign up to these, and surely they wouldn't because these societies are ridiculous and would never be on at a university. You can watch this now on BBC Red Button. See the general uncomfortable look on Chris's face as he's trying to get people to sign up.
It's a fake smile.
Yeah.
What you've got on there.
So just as the first people were kind of walking over to your lovely table there, I thought I'd give you an easy one to start with.
What are we signing up for?
Oh, what are you signing up for?
It's
I can tell you this minute.
Richard from Pointless Appreciation Society.
It's the Richard from Pointless Appreciation Society. You know the guy from Pointless,
yeah,
the tall guy?
He's great.
Would you like to sign up?
Yeah. Sure.
What's your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. What do you like about Richard Osman?
This is the Pointless guy.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's really funny. He makes me laugh with Alexander.
Yeah. Do you want to come over a bit? What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. If you could name Richard, your favourite body part of Richard Osman, what would it be? For me, it's his eyes. Very intense eyes.
I like his head, his forehead.
You like his forehead?
I do, I like his forehead. Crinkles.
So what we do is, once a week, we meet up. We spend the first 20 minutes looking at a picture of Richard Osman. And then we just have a quiz.
Which is always good
in the style of Pointless. And then generally we go out and have a few drinks.
It's very, as hard as Pointless, though.
No, not really, but we drink intellectual drinks.
What, like?
Like intellectual cocktails.
Okay.
Mathematical cocktails.
Oh, we do math, so that sounds good.
Yeah. So we'll have a twist on a margarita, but it'll be like a math-mentita, and it's a mathematical-based cocktail.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what we like to do. But we haven't got any ladies in this so far, so are you keen?
Not that you've got anyone in it so far, other than us.
Charlotte and Elizabeth, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Good work.
And your students here, right?
Yeah.
Cool, so we'll see you next Tuesday. It's just here.
Oh, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Night?
Tuesday night, yeah.
I did Baking Society.
You do Baking Society?
Yeah.
We'll cancel that.
On
is
a
that
Tuesday
a real
night.
One?
Yeah, yeah, Genuine Society.
Real, yeah. Okay, fine, we'll cancel that and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay.
Bring a picture, we'll provide t-shirts.
Great, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah?
It's going to be great.
Sometimes we light a candle and just chant his name.
Chris, there's a cue, move on.
Sorry, anyway, cheers, we've got your names.
Okay. Bye.
See you later.
Okay, why would you ever sign up to that? That's so weird.
You did kind of sell it. At the beginning, I thought this is ludicrous. Mm. But now I'm kind of into it.
It's a tricky situation.
You're good at thinking on your feet like that.
Well, that's
very good.
So he just says the name of the society, and then I'm expected to just kind of blag it from there on in. I mean, I don't know what that cocktail stuff was about. I can only apologise.
What was that cocktail name again?
Mathematita.
Mathematita. Stop trying.
Also, if you're watching the video, it's quite weird that I'm kind of looking at you sat at your table from afar.
Mm. Yeah.
It's quite perv, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I'm just like just spying on you from a park bench.
Also, you're quite subtle in your reactions with it. The way that you're just sort of, when I see you looking like that, you look quite creepy.
Thank you. Now, Greg's audience yesterday, Greg's listeners, came up with loads of fake societies that we could maybe try and sign up people for. So we're going to do that after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're watching Red Button, some of these videos to the music are a revelation.
I have never seen that in my life. Right. That was completely bizarre.
Has it ruined the song for you?
No.
No. I strangely like it a bit more.
I quite like it a little bit more too.
Martin Solvig, Intoxicated, it's Scott's student tour on BBC Radio 1, just getting involved with student life at this time of year when people go back to uni or start uni for the first time. Grim is here with us as well because you went to university here in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is anyone doing that course? Business and Communication Studies that I did? Oh, yeah! One person.
No, two.
Two!
Is it quite a rowdy course, Grimmy?
It's a very laddie course.
Oh, yeah! Right, OK, so what we did was sent Chris out earlier today outside the University of Liverpool with a big table and a sign that said, sign up here. And none of the students knew we were recording this, and he's just trying to get people to sign up to as many of these societies, even though they're all fake. Mm. OK, so Grimmy, watch this if you want now. Greg's listeners we have to thank for the next suggestion. This was sent in by Holly in Bournemouth yesterday, and she came up with a great one. Listen for the stunned silence as you asked students to sign up to Gravity Sock. It's for people that enjoy gravity.
You intrigued? So am I.
Yeah.
So what we like to do is we just like to appreciate gravity. So we meet up once every 3 weeks and we just pick up various items and drop them.
Sounds
like
good.
This. Do you get a kick out of this?
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just fills you with something.
That is good.
And then we just pick things up and drop them.
Maybe
do
get
that
him
for,
to drop his bag.
For 3 or 4 hours. Do you want to give it a go?
I'm okay.
Try dropping your bag. There's nothing wrong with it.
Drop
the bag and you appreciate gravity.
Drop the bag and just really, like, really appreciate gravity. Yeah!
Yeah, see, it's great, isn't
it? How does it feel?
Amazing.
And how does it feel for you when you see a girl dropping things? Does it, you know, do you find that's a sort of turn on, if you will? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, get them to sign up then.
Right, well, let's sign up here. What's your names?
Natasha Martin.
Natasha.
Yeah. Chris, as you're writing, drop the clipboard and then be like, wow, gravity's
and
great.
And Tom, whoa, gravity's great, isn't it? See what I mean? It's just hours of fun. We love it.
It never gets old.
It never gets old. Natasha and Tom, so we
drop
just...
it again.
We meet up in the building here and we...
What's it drop, though?
Gravity's awesome. And things are so underrated.
It is.
Do you know what I mean? Try dropping the cup. Do it. Honestly, be free. Oh, maybe don't. Maybe don't.
Okay, sign them up.
If it was empty.
Anyway, look, if you two just sign by your names. Natasha, if you just sign by your name there at the bottom.
Yeah, to make it official.
And tell them about when you meet up every week.
Yeah.
There you go.
The slogan on our shirts is a gravity sock, we love the drop. Good, innit?
It is good.
You know, club nights and all.
Yes. Yeah.
Rubbish.
I think you sold that really well.
Thank you.
He only just finds out what the fake society are as I'm talking in his ear as well.
That's genius. That's good work, Christopher.
Cheers, did the student appreciate you dropping his bag?
No, he didn't seem keen on it. To be fair, the other girl there, Natasha, she actually seemed like this might be something that would interest her. Mm.
Yes, she really did. And you've signed up loads of people to these random things that don't exist.
It's Gravity Society.
Okay, so with the last one, I thought I'd kind of push the boat out a bit. Who's the person you would least likely right now start an appreciation society for?
Well, it's Brooklyn Beckham, isn't it?
Can't stand him.
Can you not? He's a child. Hate that child.
He's just jealous.
Was it that video that he did on how to take a selfie? Because that did make me almost...
No, I've not seen that.
Oh, don't watch it. It'll be like watching a horror film for you.
It's a tricky sell, this one, though, because obviously, you know, yesterday I said that maybe I'm not his biggest fan at the moment.
Had a little bit of a rant about, oh, wouldn't be famous without your dad, etc., etc. Didn't go down well with the students of uni at Stirling, can I just say. Has anyone thoughts on Brooklyn Beckham? Do you agree with Chris? Oh, okay, just one.
Okay. That's Victoria Beckham's here in Liverpool.
There she is. So I did make you, I said it in your ear, let's go and start an appreciation society for Brooklyn Beckham. Your least favourite right now.
What's your names?
Emily.
Emily.
And Anna.
And Anna. And what's your favourite thing about Brooklyn Beckham?
Instagram.
Yeah,
have you got
them? No, personally I'm not a fan.
Oh,
I've sort of set up
no,
this society.
No, you are a fan.
Oh yeah, I am a fan. I've set up this society so
we
can
amazing.
All just admire how great Brooklyn Beckham is and how he's really famous in his own right.
Yeah,
Not just because he's the son of David Beckham. Because so many people think that might just be the only reason that he gets to appear in pop stars' music videos, or the only reason he gets like the coolest things just delivered to him, or that he gets a modelling contract. So we all like to just sit around and all appreciate just how talented that guy is.
You know, he's in the new Vamps video.
He's in the new Vamps video as well. Yeah, so we discussed this last week. We just like to all talk about how great he is, how much better he is than everyone
and
else.
Talented.
And how even though he's a lot younger, far more ladies love him than any other guy.
Yeah, very talented.
And I don't think it's fair when people say that he's not actually that good looking. It's more just a hype thing. But that's the kind of thing we discuss. Anyway, interesting.
What's your favourite thing about Brooklyn Beckham?
What's your favourite thing about Brooklyn Beckham?
Instagram.
Yeah, what do you mean though? Just watch it, but watching it.
What happens on it?
But what happens in the pictures?
What happens in them?
Yeah, I don't follow him.
It's got a theme, black and white.
They're always black and white.
Edging.
I always think when people do black and white photos, though, it's because they're not confident enough to have it full colour. Everyone looks good in black and white.
I think we should make them more confident.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, we meet up once a week, and it starts with staring at a picture of him for 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, what we do is we meet up once a week, and we just stare at a picture of him for 20 minutes.
On his Instagram or not?
And then, yeah, I mean, we could go through his Instagram. In fact, that could be a session that you can host next week. If you
can
like.
I sign you up for this?
Anyway, keen?
Yeah.
Just wow. Sign there.
Brilliant.
Nice. Do you mind signing there?
Why not?
Thank you very much.
See you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday. Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
I don't think it was genuine because I don't think your fake love for him really shined through there.
No.
That's why they didn't sign up.
I wasn't passionate enough.
No, I don't think so.
No.
However, those were supposed to be situations and society so ridiculous that no one would sign up. But especially to the Richard Osman one, we've got some people.
Mm.
So we're meeting next Wednesday. And I've got to host it.
Well, hang on a minute. So what, are we actually following through with this? Well, this a whole load of new societies
for the unis
here?
We've signed people up for it, yes.
Liverpool, are you keen on this?
Here we are. Wow. Got like a few hundred more members now. Good. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. It's BBC Radio 1 and it's day 2 of Scott's student tour in Liverpool. Now we're going to speak to Laura, who emailed the show yesterday. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
We're speaking to you on video call. You've got a slight look of Perry from Little Mix today, which I'm enjoying.
Oh, I'd literally just like, basically, I've got this like a dungaree thing on that I bought about like a month ago and haven't worn. So I was thinking I should probably wear this because otherwise it's a complete waste of money. So.
And obviously we've been talking to you about this date, which you're hoping to get from this guy at lectures. Is this what you're going to wear tonight if you meet him to impress?
Well, I've just realised I'm meant to be working tonight. So, well, I'm finishing at 9, but I've got to take my stuff with me. So I'm not too sure what the plan is for what I'm going to wear. So in lectures, I'm not going to look amazing because I'm going to be in my work gear. But then after 9 p.m, I'll bring something that's like slightly better.
Oh, but that's a real issue because obviously Laura sees the guy in lectures as well, sees him every day in lectures.
So you emailed into the show telling us your story about this guy who you really fancy in your lectures. And I've got to say, I mean, a lot of people email into our show, but this has got everyone talking. You're an overnight sensation, Laura.
Brilliant. Well, you know.
Right, we stopped at a service station, right, on the tour bus last night in Kendal, and the lady that was serving us, called Sarah, was like, oh, what's going to happen with that girl and that bloke?
Well, we yet to find out.
And I know that you talked to Grimmy, and he's well into the story as well this morning on breakfast.
Yeah, that was fun.
So not to put pressure on, but where are we at and what's the plan?
So hopefully today will be the day that I sort of find out what's what, because I've got lectures starting at 3 till 5, and so hopefully within that time frame, unless he's like decided to not turn up to lectures anymore, I should probably see him. And then I've got the English social tonight after I finish work.
Well, here's the thing then. Obviously, I want to encourage you to go to your lectures, but do you not think for tactical reasons it might be good to steer clear of the lectures today and then just appear this evening all fully dressed up at the social?
I think we're going to like Jester's tonight, which is a bit of like a... It's probably not the best place to sort of like dress up for. But yeah, just go in a ball gown. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, me and Scott know Jester's. You're thinking of going there on a date?
No, not on it. Hopefully not on it. No, no. They that's where the social is tonight. So
right, yeah.
It's sort of picking the right outfit that I can actually wear there, and that's not also going to get ruined at the same time. So.
Wellies, probably. I'd recommend.
Yeah. It's actually a lovely place. So are you sure he's going to be there later?
Well, that's sort of like unknown at the moment because we have like a list of all the of like people who are going, but I can always have a look and see who's like attending at the moment. But like, like normally quite a lot of people go to them, so we'll see.
And what's the plan here? Is there tactics that you're thinking? Because I think you want to try and be talking to him before Jester's, or you're just going to be a mess.
Well, you've got to ask him out before Friday.
And I don't want to be too much of a mess because otherwise that's just embarrassing. So otherwise that's not a great thing to remember. Well, I might not remember it, which would be the good thing. But yeah, in lectures, you can't easily just like start up a conversation with someone because like the person probably who's like the lecturer will probably get annoyed. But you know, you always try and see what happens.
Do you think you're going to panic when the moment comes when you have to ask him out?
I don't know really, because it sort of depends. Sometimes I get nervous about stuff, and then sometimes I literally just don't feel anything, and I'll just be like, yeah, why not?
Some people though, they get like if it's someone hot, they get proper flustered about it, don't they?
Yeah, I think you can be clever with this one. Why don't you, here's a suggestion, why don't you go find a pool table, right? Start playing pool, but pretend to be really rubbish at it, and then just turn around and ask for some help.
It sounds like something that would have happened in the movies. It sounds like that sort of script.
Yeah, it does.
That could be good.
Has that worked for you or anyone you know?
What? That I've been playing pool. I've been really rubbish.
Yeah. Help.
Help, I'm really bad at this game.
Okay, well, listen, tonight's the night and we will speak to you tomorrow and find out if he was there, whether you asked him or not, and the whole situation we're going to find out tomorrow because you've got to ask him tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know what else I could.
I worry that you're not suggesting how she can go about this, though. I worry that this is all just going to... Because we want this to happen, right? Everyone's talking about it. We want this couple to ideally...
Yeah. Do you know what you're going to say at all? Have you got any plan in your head?
Well, I sort of thought I could just go on a bit of, like, and sort of wing it and see what happens. I don't know whether if I overthink it, whether that'll be a bad thing, and then I'll just end up, like, messing everything up, so...
You could pre-write it. You could write it on a piece of paper.
Yeah, but then it's sort of a bit like... I don't know if it's going to seem a bit too rehearsed then.
Right, so basically what you're telling us is you are going to wing it.
Probably. Right. I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Don't leave it to Jester's.
Okay, right. We will speak to you tomorrow. So many people are tweeting me about this all the time. So the best of luck. I really hope it works out. And we will get all the detail tomorrow. The Scott
Mills Daily. Lindsay's been on saying, I want to go to Jester's in Southampton tonight just to try and guess who Laura and sexy lecture boy are. # will he say yes? Also, we've got Missy saying, OMG, fingers crossed for this girl. I really hope she asks him tonight. But I really think she needs some kind of plan on what to say, because she's just going to wing it.
But that's what I was trying to get to you, is it's all very well saying, you know, good luck. But she needs to be knowing what she wants to do ahead of tonight. Otherwise, it's all just going to go wrong at the end of the night.
I have absolutely no advice for this, because always rubbish at talking to people. But the only thing I do know is, like, this is from my friend Gary, when you're actually, like, using dating apps... And you're only seeing pictures. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Good tip. Watch their ice bucket challenge video.
I mean,
because then you get to see what they're like and their mannerisms and how they speak.
And also the bod.
And also the bod.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Because in a picture, you can't see.
On a shallower level.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Any advice?
This is why the idea of you at uni fascinates me. If you were in her situation, like what you would be doing.
I have no idea.
I'm saying I would do karaoke because my rendition of Flying Without Wings, massive who, but is a well-rehearsed routine.
By Westlife.
And, yes, and seem to always go down well.
Okay.
Karaoke is a good shout.
Is it?
Because I think you kind of have to be drunk to do it as well. So it's a good icebreaker. Mm. And then you're finding out their musical interests. Are they willing to be funny and embarrass themselves by doing Westlife?
How would you impress?
I don't know. I feel like she's doing this for everyone that is scared to ask someone out.
Yeah.
Because I'd just ignore them till eventually either I'd leave uni or maybe they'd say something to me. Right. That was my tactic.
So your tip is ignore them completely?
Which is why I'm single. So it's not good advice. I don't know. Something like karaoke is good. I hate bowling. Only fun once or twice, not 10.
Yeah.
You're the kind of person that has the bumpers down, though, aren't you?
No. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
And classic. Also would have stabilisers on a bike.
Thank you, Scott.
Do you have stabilisers on a bike?
Yeah. No. I don't imagine that.
No. Yeah. But an activity, I think, is good. But tonight, she's got to approach him and be like,
Hey,
what's up? Yeah. Which is the worst.
The worst.
That's the worst bit. Once she's done that, then it's fine.
Yeah. But we'll find out how Laura gets on tomorrow on this show. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Katie, who says, one of the best things about having a week off work is getting to listen to Mills and Stark on the road on the student tour. Yes, thank you. Your Lipper hoodie's getting a lot of love, Chris Stark. Oh. If you're watching on the red button at the moment.
It's raining outside.
It's so raining.
Really?
Emma says all she needs to do is casually read some Taylor Swift lyrics to him. Always a win. Try Love Story. No, don't
no.
do that.
Please, no.
Please don't do that. Also, Naomi's been on saying it sucks so much that I'm stuck at uni doing work and not watching Scott and Chris and Grimmy in Liverpool. Hashtag Scott Student Tour. Oh, here's a good one. Someone says get her to use the silence of the lecture and ask him out in the lecture on a post-it note.
Imagine.
Ooh, pass it along.
Pass along. Oh, and it's not bad, is it?
If it doesn't go the full way, you're going to ask, like, ugly lecture guy out, not hot lecture guy.
Yeah, it's prone to error. Just stick to doing it tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're about to play Real or No Real. So play along at home, please. You can watch this on Red Button, as you can all of our shows this week, as we get fully involved with student life. Here's your first fact.
Last year, in the Paul McCartney Auditorium at Lipper, a wedding was conducted with the couple suspended from the ceiling.
Right. Mm. So, we did suspend you two earlier from the ceiling for Inuendo Bingo. So I guess if the equipment's here, why would you not do that?
It could happen. And Lipper are also home to some arty types.
Yes, darling.
Who might want...
Uh-huh. They all are.
Who might want a more eccentric wedding? Because I think I'd want a, if you can do that, why not?
Yeah.
However, how long were we up there? Like, at a time? A minute at a time?
Oh, yeah, what? Before
I feel
we got
like
lower.
That the groom couldn't withtake a full wedding length time suspended from his groin.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, what's the deal with this place then? Can you do anything suspended?
I believe so. We've actually got a clip. If we can watch this now on Red Button. This is what you two looked like earlier.
Oh, wow.
You'll hear it on the radio as well. During Suspended from Midair Inuendo Bingo.
Now we're going over to River Monsters on ITV. Now, I think it would be awful to meet this fish in the wild. For the men, even more so than the women, I would say.
The plant's manager tells me of a fish that lives just off the dock. A fish big enough to destroy fishermen's tackle.
It looks so good.
It looks insane.
It's going to be on iPlayer in a bit. This sounds like something off of Don't Tell the Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I do like the idea that you can do anything suspended. Mm. I mean, that would be a fantastic build for the X Factor final. There.
Can I just ask?
Oh, my God, Simon suspended.
Just two people singing
in front
of each
other. Get those trousers a little higher.
Did you see the EastEnders theme, Don't Tell the Bride?
No. Yes, I did.
Oh, it was so good.
And they got Mickey in for to marry them.
They wanted to have the reception in the Queen Vic, so they found a pub that looks a bit like the Queen Vic, but not really, and found a square that looked just like Albert Square, and then hired Joe Swash just to complete it.
I love the Guns N' Roses one.
Yes.
Because she said in, like, 1987 once, quite like this Guns N' Roses song, and then he was like, oh, definitely, she loves Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, let's have that theme.
And then she hates rock music. It was rock themed.
But why don't they ever have a discussion before? Like, they must, they know what the show's about.
Have you not talked about your wedding at all? I know.
Yeah.
So, was there a wedding here in this auditorium last year with the couple suspended from the ceiling? Real or no real?
I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm going to say no real because it could be a good idea, but then a priest ain't going to agree to it. No way.
Maybe he's up there too.
Yeah, but he might be like, oh, I don't really want to go up there. Mm. And also, I reckon the mother of the bride and stuff would be like...
Seriously?
No.
Yeah, but not everyone has to be suspended. It could just be the bride and groom.
But still, your family want to be... The cake.
Yeah. So you're saying no real?
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Correct, yeah. Grimmy. You were right to go no real. Here's your next real or no real fact today.
On the University of York campus, there are more ducks than freshers.
Whoa.
yesterday at the University of Stirling. Lovely, beautiful place in the countryside, but they have particularly vicious male ducks.
Really? Did you get attacked?
No, Why were you getting involved in the ducks. I got my swans and ducks confused there.
Oh, don't
definitely
that.
Swans.
A swan's basically a snobby duck.
Yeah, but they can bat you, can't they?
Yeah, they really can hurts. Really attack. They're like Naomi Campbell.
Yes.
Of the duck world.
Yes.
So they're like a lot more beautiful, but also a lot more likely to attack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, swans are well sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
Some more...
Don't annoy them.
More ducks
than freshers at the University of York campus.
I mean, Freshers Week with loads of ducks could be fun.
Is there like a duck Freshers Week then? Is that laid on for the ducks there as well?
No, it's just amounts.
I mean, who would perform at that? Wouldn't it be amazing to do a DJ set for thousands of ducks? I mean, it's a thought there.
I think you need to get some more sleep on the tour bus, my love. Just saying. So more ducks than freshers at University of York, Chris?
Surely not. No real.
I think real, because ducks are only little.
Okay, let's not...
Look.
Thousands of ducks, Grimmy.
Well, they're meant to be...
Let's not analyse it anymore. What's your answer?
Real. Loads of ducks.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah! You are smashing it. They have a ridiculously high number of ducks in York, over 10,000 on their 200-acre campus.
Why?
I know, just because they're there and they like it.
It is a lovely place.
It is, it's nice, York.
Nice tea room.
If I was a duck, I'd migrate
But you know when you scare one duck and then they all take off? Over there, it must look crazy.
It's like a horror film for me, I would hate that. Like birds flapping in my face, not for me.
No.
You probably heard that.
We've heard.
And next.
In Uzbekistan, on the day of the university admissions exam, the government shuts down the internet.
Just shut it down.
Turn the internet off. It's uni admins day.
So I suppose this is to stop cheating. I mean, that would be the most logical thing here.
You know, in some countries, they don't even allow Instagram. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? Think about it.
I mean, what do you reckon?
Well, that's the only possible reason I can see, unless they're just trying to get rid of all distractions around the exam. Do you know what I mean? Like anything that... Because I'm the kind of person, if I go on the internet to go do some work, naturally you end up going on other websites, don't you? I mean, you'll procrastinate. Yeah. It's very easy to do on the internet.
Just minimise your work and maximise, yeah.
Yeah.
So, obviously, around the day of the entrance exams...
They turn it off. That is true. I mean, me and Chris, during them last music videos, did get distracted by a website about how disappointing a chicken meal looked. So you can get distracted on the internet when you're meant to be focused.
So, yeah, they just shut it down.
So maybe they do, so you're not distracted by chicken.
What are you going to go for, Grimmy?
I'm going to go real. I reckon they shut it down.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. You're right. So that you don't cheat on the day of the university admissions exam. So they just shut the internet down. How do you even go about doing that? Between 8:30 and 1:30 p.m. in Uzbekistan.
Just turn it off.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10, Grimmy got 30.
Yes, Grimmy smashed it.
Thank you. Might be the first time I've ever won that.
Probably, yeah.
I think so.
Thanks for being part of our show today. It's been really fun.
Thanks for having me.
Nick Grimshaw.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks, Liverpool.
Really, really good. Okay, you can sit on the sofa chatting. I just wanted to give you a thank you. Show my appreciation and thanks.
You're welcome. The Scott Mills Daily. We ain't gotta go out, cause what? Welcome to my house. It's my house, my house.
What? Welcome to my house. It's my house. BBC Radio 1, that's Flo Rida. Welcome to his house.
No thanks.
You look like your house, Grimmy.
It's very similar to my house.
It's great, BBC Red Button, because if you're just listening, obviously you get the songs on Radio 1, but you do actually get the videos this week during the Scott Student Tour. And, I mean, who wouldn't want to see Flo Rida in a white toweling robe, as we've just seen him there, lovely.
In a nightclub, which is quite clearly not his house.
Not his house, yeah.
At all.
No, a lot of comments about Real or No Real today.
Yeah.
AJ saying, Scott and Chris always seem to be bickering at the moment.
That's not.
I think it's what happens on tour.
Yeah.
His tour life setting.
We're spending a lot of time together.
It happens to bands when they're together a lot. They start to get a little bit...
We're the new Liam and Louis.
Oh,
you really are.
Do you think we're going to need to get a body language expert in just to analyse us?
Can I just say, props to Newsbeat, right? This is the fact that they got two, not one, but two body language experts in today to analyse whether it's actual beef or whether it's just banter is my absolute favourite. So good.
So ludicrous.
Why two as well? Also, what's going on there, Grimmy? Do you know?
Well, there was basically a thing where Liam and Lou were on stage in Manchester doing the One Direction show, and one of them just goes like that. And then everyone's like, oh, they're fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty serious.
It was like, it's like the littlest push in the world.
It was kind of like when you see two rival footballers and someone's taking a free kick and they sort of jostle each other a bit. It's like that.
Right.
That is it. But they think people are panicking. Directioners are panicking that was a fight. So, yeah, Newsbeat got not one,
so
but
good.
Two body language experts who even knew one existed, let alone two, and they got them and put them on the radio to see if it was real life. And the body language experts say it's beef.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They said it's not a bit of banter.
But Louis or Liam flicked the other one in below the belt.
But they do that all the time, though, lads.
I mean, that's... You would be angry if that happens.
Exactly. It doesn't take a body language expert to kind of appreciate that you're not going to smile at that.
You're not
going to
be like, oh, wicked,
yeah,
Liam.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's a bit like when you were harnessed by the groin earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just going to make noise and go, ow, rather than go, yeah, I'm really happy with this.
You should get a body language expert in to see how you're getting on tour.
Oh, wow, try
funny
one.
That. And I bet they've got loads of them at the agricultural world that is Harper Adams, where we're going tomorrow.
Loads.
So tomorrow's show is coming from Harper Adams University, Young Farmers, yay. If you want to come along to watch the show live, then tickets are going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, so make sure you get there on time, show your student ID card, and then they'll give you a magical wristband which will allow you to watch the show. The show's going to be in the SU Bar Extension. Oh, some universities doing well for themselves, an extension. Wristbands will be given out at 8:30, just by the Cricket Pavilion, which is nice. So, Harper Adams, we will see you tomorrow. And I've really enjoyed doing today's show in this beautiful setting in the Paul McCartney Auditorium at Lippa. And thank you to all of the students of Liverpool for being on today. Thank you for getting up ridiculously early to get your wristbands. 8:15 for a student. Ooh, thought there was only one 8:15 in the day.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.